September 11 this year, US President Joe Biden says that's the date that all US troops will be withdrawn from Afghanistan. It'll mark the 20th anniversary of the Al-Qaeda terror attacks on American soil. Bruce Wolpe is a senior fellow at the US Studies Centre at Sydney University. He worked with the Democrats in Congress during former President Barack Obama's first term. Bruce, welcome back to RN Drive.
Elizabeth, thank you again. I appreciate being here.
So, Bruce, by choosing this date, what is President Biden trying to achieve?
President Biden is trying to achieve his foreign policy objectives and his vision for the United States. And he's reached a conclusion. He was vice president, of course, throughout President Obama's engagement with Afghanistan. He was also chairman for years of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He's been immersed in these issues for four decades. And he's come to the conclusion that it's time to end the war. And the ending of the war should not be based on any preconditions. It's just time, as has been said by briefers to the press in Washington today, to close the book on this and to emphasize other priorities that he wants to pursue with China, with Russia, with the allies, with climate change and global warming. So this is a reorientation of the U.S. under the Biden presidency away from endless wars in the Middle East and more towards the future issues that America is facing right now.
And how has the withdrawal announcement been received across the United States?
I think the American people on the whole will welcome this. President Trump really hit a chord with the American people, American politics, by saying he wanted to end the endless wars. And he meant the engagement in Afghanistan when he said that. And a lot of people feel after 20 years, 2,500 troops killed, $2 trillion in expenditure on the war in Afghanistan and the war in Iraq, that it is time to bring it to a close. So I think it will be welcomed. I think military veterans who were subject to multiple redeployments will welcome it.
So how many troops are currently stationed there, Bruce?
There are about 2,500 troops still left in Afghanistan. And having them home will really enable Biden, again, to look forward. But the Republican political leadership in Washington, on the whole, is really unhappy with it. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Republican leader, and Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, both very influential. Liz Cheney, the third-ranking Republican in the House of Representatives, the daughter of Dick Cheney, all are criticizing this as cut and run, and that America will pay a heavy price for making this decision. So politically, it is a very charged decision.
And what are the risks of pulling out of the region too quickly?
The latest intelligence assessment on Afghanistan is that when the U.S. withdraws, it's only a matter of time before the Taliban takes over. And in fact, when President Trump, who really engineered this policy, made it, I think a lot of people looked at it and said, well, is this South Vietnam all over again, where the United States withdraws, North Vietnam takes over the country in short order? That may well happen. And then that poses a lot of consequences. What happens internally in Afghanistan? The Taliban returns. Will there be atrocities against its people, particularly women? And what occurs there? Radical Islamic dogma in the country. And then do they, even though they said they have broken with Al-Qaeda, does Al-Qaeda come back or its new variant? And does it have a capability to strike against the West? So that all remains to be seen, but people are very mindful of these potential threats.
And is that the line of objection from Republicans like Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham, or do they have a slightly different argument for?
No, that is why they oppose. They say, first, it's bad to set a date by which you are going to withdraw because it puts all the state of play in the other side's hands. And secondly, that there could be really calamitous consequences. And that, you know, with a minor investment of troops, 2,500, to have a modicum of stability in Afghanistan, is that really a terrible burden for the U.S. to pay? But I think Biden is looking at, well, what do I want to accomplish in this world today? And Afghanistan is really a very small threat, if one at all, at the present time. And there are other major issues, again, of China. Russia can play dangerous games all around the world. Global issues like climate change. And then also, of course, just rebuilding America. Ending the pandemic, restarting the economy, dealing with racial justice, dealing with climate change. And that is where his focus is. So he understands, President Biden understands the risks, but he wants to make a bold statement of leadership under his presidency.
The former Trump administration had reached an agreement for an even earlier withdrawal. The date that was thrown around was the 1st of May. Why has President Biden gone for a slightly later withdrawal date?
Biden needed some time to study it, and here we are in the middle of April. May 1, a withdrawal would look like a panic withdrawal, and that is absolutely untenable. The Taliban have no incentive to attack American troops on their way out, because that actually would bring American troops back in. So the risk of violence and attacks and so forth against U.S. forces, I think, is very low. So Biden wanted to do this in an orderly way, but again, using the September 11 date, highly symbolic in America for the past 20 years, highly meaningful. He wants to use that as a pivot point, as I said, to get to the future. He's chosen other dates, July 4th, Independence Day, to be more independent of the coronavirus. So he's marking his presidency with these milestones along the road of where he wants to take the country.
But they're charged with symbolic meaning.
He will use it to bring the country together.
How much do we know in terms of the state of play in Afghanistan right now? How much of the country is currently controlled by the Taliban? What is their level of influence there?
The latest maps I've seen is that around Kabul and that metro, expanded metro area, is under the control of the government, but things to the north and south of it are not, and where the Taliban has a really strong play of forces. So it's not a very good strategic situation at all. The government is weak. It's divided. The Taliban is stronger and united. They know it. And that's why people are afraid. Well, a year from now, what will Afghanistan look like? It could well look like a Taliban state.
And is that too high a price to pay? I guess President Biden says, no, it's not.
It's a risk that Biden is willing to take. But again, it's not just the United States alone. There are the NATO forces under ISAF, which Australia has been a part, are engaged in Afghanistan. So if a threat emerges, it's not just the U.S. back. It is the U.S. and allies, because, again, the question is, do they have the capacity to carry out terrorist strikes or worse against Western democracies and the allies? And I have no doubt they have the resources and ability and will to respond. But it is a risk. And that's why it makes a decision like this somewhat controversial among people who've been involved in this for decades.
Bruce, thanks for being here and thank you for your insights.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Bruce Wolpe is a senior fellow at the US Studies Centre at Sydney University. He worked with the Democrats in Congress during former President Barack Obama's first term. You're listening to RN Drive.